Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. While getting a divorce may be difficult and painful, it's far from uncommon, with about half of U.S. couples going through it. A new study out of Michigan State University looking at how marital splits affect the health of the partners involved. Its author, Hui Liu, an MSU assistant professor of sociology, joins me now. Welcome to the program, Hui.
Hi. Hello.
Well, thanks for joining me. Your study also does appear in the research journal Social Science and Medicine. Now, you analyzed the health of over 1,200 participants. It's part of a long-term national survey. What did you find? Do those who go through a divorce tend to have more health problems than those who don't?
Yeah, that's for sure. Those who divorced, they have worse report on health status. The health measure I use is generally the self-reported health status. So they do have the worst report on health status than the married people. But the most important finding of this study is if you get divorced at younger ages, it hurts your health more than get divorced at older ages.
I see. So the younger you are when you get a divorce, the impact is worse. How much more is it, and what's the age range of where you really see the impact?
And the age, the baseline age I covered is from age 25 to 83. So that's the sample of my age as a baseline year.
So at your mid-20s, if you are getting divorced, let's say before you're 30, you tend to be more impacted than if you get divorced in your 50s or 60s.
Right.
Why is that? That's an interesting conclusion.
Yeah, there are several possibilities there. One of the reasons, maybe, you know, young people have, compared to the older people, generally young people are less mature, so they have less skills to cope with the stress of divorce. And also, it's possible, you know, the younger people, compared to the older people, they have less resources, like the economic resources, they are less wealthy. And also, it's more likely the younger people take care of the young independent than the older people. So these all factors may explain why the divorce at younger ages hurts people more than the older ages.
We hear a lot about men being sometimes more negatively impacted by divorce than women health-wise. Was there any indication of that being the case?
Yeah, that's right. The divorce hurts the health of men more than women. It's usually because, usually women take care of the family, right? Women regulate the health behavior, regulate the health behavior of the family members. And women maintain the social connection with the friends and relatives. So if the men get divorced, usually they are isolated or they lose the control of health behavior, and that's a major reason why divorce hurts men's health more than women's. And in my study, this particular study, I didn't examine the gender difference for this trend, which is mainly because there are not enough sample size to examine the gender difference. But the general pattern, you are right, the divorce hurts health of men more than women.
Another thing your study noted was that the effect on the health seemed to be of getting divorced, not being divorced. What did you find there?
Right. So it's basically I compare those who are continuously divorced over the 15-study entire study period and with those who continually married over the entire study period. These two groups has no major difference in terms of health. I mean, the continued divorce and the continued married. But those who transition from marriage to divorce, those are the groups who experienced the health decline, a more rapid health decline. So it's really about the transition process from the marriage to divorce hurt your health. It's not the status of being continuously divorced. That makes sense?
It sure does. Yep. I'm talking to Hui Liu, an MSU assistant professor of sociology, about her recent study into the health effects of being divorced. Now, Hui, it seems that there are all kinds of divorces, but certainly those that involve children must be the most difficult and most stressful. Is there an indication that those that are childless tend to have easier divorces?
Yeah, I think the one potential reason why the younger, you know, younger people divorced suffer more from divorce, it's one of the potential reasons is maybe younger people, they have younger children to take care of.
So if you are already divorced, you're not going to be, in a sense, your health has stabilized. But what about single people who have never been married? Are they immune then from this divorce effect, or do they have their own health issues due to their single status?
You know, that's a good question. Okay, historically, the married people are healthier than all unmarried people, including the divorced, the widowed, never married. But one of my past research is published in 3 years ago. It found the health difference between the married and never married getting close is clothing. So the gap between married and never married is clothing. So in other words, the never married people, their health status is improving over time relative to the married. But there is still some small gap there. So the general sense is the married people are the healthiest group, but the gap between the married and never married is getting closer.
So what does the study indicate that couples should maybe consider working through painful issues rather than getting a divorce?
That's a good question. You know, I think the one thing is certainly divorce will hurt your health. Divorce will hurt health. And but, you know, if you remain in a very, the marriage with a lot of conflict, it's probably worse than divorce. So, you know, it's probably, you know, there people can use some divorce counseling or some service can, you know, improve the quality of marriage. That may help, but I'm not saying that divorce is always bad. If the marriage has problem, if the marriage is full of the conflict of, you know, sometimes divorce is better than just staying with a high conflict marriage.
Now, when you see the U.S. with about a 50% divorce rate, do you view that as a societal problem, or do you think that's just reflective of human nature?
The trend reflects human nature, I guess. It just reflects the social development. You know, in other developing countries, we can see also the divorcing rate increase, you know. But it's pretty high in this country, the divorce rate.
I mean, it almost points to the idea that you're better off not being married at all, especially if we're seeing health trends of single people now getting close to matching those that are married. You remain single and you avoid a potential divorce, which you have a 50% chance of going through.
I'm not saying, you know, it's better to not marry because the statistics still show the married people that are the most advantaged people in terms of a lot of outcomes, health outcomes, or well-being outcomes. But the trend here, because you know the family norms change, the social norms change, there are some change there. But still, the married people are healthiest people.
And finally, I guess the positive result from this research is that once you get through the process, that your health actually then stabilizes and you become, as unaffected as someone that did not go through a divorce.
Right. The divorce effect may be a short-term, a transitional process. So it takes several years, but you can recover.
Unless, of course, you get remarried and potentially go through another divorce.
Oh, yeah. And actually, the benefit of the remarriage is not as high as the first marriage.
Hui Liu, an MSU assistant professor of sociology. Hui, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
And as always, send us some feedback. We'd love to hear from you. Our email address, capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. We'll be right back.